Cousin Internet, it's me, Cousin Todd, with Mama's Comedy Show. And with me is Cousin Ali.
Hey, how goes it?
You're really loud.
I'm sorry.
But also, we have Cousin Ed. You son of a bitch.
How's it going?
I'm good. Anything new happened this week, Ed? Did you get some stank on your finger?
What?
You know.
Well, there is a shift in that regard.
Got some stink on that finger?
No,
a little stinky pinky.
Quite the opposite.
Oh, someone got your stink on their finger. Did you get finger banged?
No.
Oh. Finger bang bang.
This is a lot more fun just having you guess than actually saying it.
Pet sheep?
Yeah, there you go. No, I went off the dating apps. I'm completely off the dating apps. I'm just not bothering anymore.
And now, are you ready to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny story about that. I know that you have other introductions to make, but there was a guy who I didn't normally work.
Do that, you said I have other introductions to make. Who else do you see sitting at this table?
Oh, no, you already introduced.
Yeah, we've already.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you?
So, hey, everybody, this is Ed's first time on the podcast.
I have a glitch.
Which is great.
Yeah, so I was working, doing a Christmas show at one of our theme parks, and one of the guys who does the same part as I do, I don't get to see him unless we do the Christmas show.
Right.
And he's walking out, and he goes, oh, so you're Ed. I've been wanting to meet you. I said, hi, nice to meet you. And he tells me his name. And he goes, I really wanted to talk with you. And I was like, okay, the part we have is not that complicated. It's not like we get to delve deep into it. And he goes, I think you're a really good person. I was like, oh my God, this guy's coming on to me.
Yeah.
And he goes, good people like you.
And then he put his hand on me like that?
He put his hand on my shoulder. He goes, are friends of Christ, right? Wow. And I said, what? And he goes, I just was wanting to know if you wanted to talk about the Bible. And I was like, not really. No. He goes, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Mm. And I said, sure. Sure. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, as far as like you need everybody to go to bat for you. So if he wants to be my personal savior, and he goes, so you're born again. And I said, no, I'm not. He goes, but you just said you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. I said, yeah, he's my personal savior. And he's like, it doesn't work like that. He goes, you have to witness in front of you, the congregation and all that. I said, I think I'm just going to keep it personal.
I love when people are like that. Like they have rules. You have to do it this way. No, you don't.
I'm like,
if I wanted to have a relationship with Jesus, I have my relationship with Jesus.
Right. Exactly. I said, no, I'm just going to keep it personal. And he goes, I don't think you really get it. I said, I got to go.
No,
and
you don't get it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try this scenario. You ask me.
So have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
Oh, yeah, man. Him and then Batman. Also, Batman.
Yes. Santa Claus.
Yeah. And
the Easter Bunny.
Oh, my God. The Holy Quadrinity.
Quadrinity.
I actually had, I guess I'm going to give it away right now.
Quadrinity movie.
Give it away.
12.
Give it away. Give it away.
12?
To,
The Quadrinity.
Listen, math nerd.
I believe my calculations tell me it'd be 12.
I had an idea for an offshoot podcast that I may still want to do.
Called Math Nerds. We just do math problems.
And no, the idea was, and I still think this is a good idea. No one steal this.
No.
This is going to be out there.
What are you doing?
Relaxing.
So the idea is you take the Bible.
Okay.
And you treat it as though it was a draft someone just dropped off to be made into a movie.
Mm.
So you look at it, and each episode of the podcast is a different section of the Bible.
Okay.
So you look at it from a production point of view and say, this isn't believable. This has to go. How do we fix this plot hole? And the idea is to take the Bible and turn it into a solid story. To basically fix the Bible.
Good luck.
Nice.
Well, there's a lot of plot holes.
Two or three different creation stories in Genesis.
Dude, you're talking to the wrong person.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you talk about a plot hole. The way the story starts, it starts three different ways, three different times.
Yeah.
In the same book.
Say something, Ali.
Hello, hello.
Okay, yeah, I hear you now. I don't know if you're moving that microphone and it's...
It's messing up with the cable.
Maybe.
Let me try not relaxing.
Okay. I know you want to look cool for your friends on your Instagram. So
on the gram.
I'm sorry.
Todd.
On the IG. the Insta. But yeah, I thought, yeah, there are different ways that the Bible talks about creation. The one that I'm the most familiar with is the one where God had a gigantic lunch and didn't think he was going to make it to the toilet and ended up shitting out in his pants.
The whole universe.
The entire universe.
Yeah.
It's as good a theory as anything else.
See, I grew up in a Catholic and predominantly Hispanic town.
See.
And I heard it was a sneeze, but that's the different interpretations of this.
Yeah, mine was basically a butt sneeze.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, anyone that was religious has long since stopped listening to this show, right? I mean, back in the old Duty Humor days, the sketch comedy troupe that Ali and I did, Ed, you did a Duty Humor Presents show.
I did.
Yes.
The next show that wasn't a sketch show was called Duty Humor Presents the Bible, which was kind of what the podcast idea was. Mm-hmm. Except in mine, it was God had a roommate named Steve.
Yeah.
And who, like, was complaining. It was basically, it started off with a segment that was like, this tells you how far back that show was. Mm-hmm. It was like a Yo MTV crib style, but it was God's house. And it was really just an apartment that he shared with this guy named Steve.
So was this pre or was this before or after Family Guy and God's?
This was all before. Like, remember, like, we did Duty Humor. We did Kung Fu Jesus before they ever did their second season where they were like,
because you saw God's
Passion of the Christ 2.
Chugs.
Yeah, this was all
Jesus.
This was all before that.
Yeah. But, I loved Kung Fu Jesus.
But it was God's roommate Steve was complaining about, like, what a slob he was. And he's like, look, he took a shit and didn't even flush it. And the camera goes into the toilet and you just see the universe.
Yeah.
And then Steve flushes it and the camera chases after the universe shit. And that was where the show took place.
Go ahead.
The dumbest joke that I think I've ever written in my entire life was in that show. And it's the one that I'm, like, probably the most proud of. And it was during the crucifixion scene, which was hilarious.
Of course.
The crucifixion scene. The idea was we put the actor playing Jesus down on the cross, but we do a body switch. So his head is on display, but his body is actually hidden inside the cross. And then when they pull off his clothes, it's just this, like, withered foam body that we made with his head on top. So that when the soldier stabs him with the spear, mm-hmm. we could just have an endless supply of fake blood shooting out.
Nice.
And constant. Do like a real comical moment where he's trying to stop the bleeding and he's like slipping, like running in places. Yeah. But this was the dumb joke, ready? The dumb joke was, you have the real dramatic moment. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they've done. Thunder crashes. Jesus dies. Like, music. Boom. And then you just see two Roman soldiers sitting off on the side. And one stands up and he's like, wow, you know what? This was a really good Friday. I was so proud of that when I wrote it.
It's a good joke.
But
it's a great joke.
But my thing, what was like when I released Parker and Jesus Save the World, mm-hmm. I thought, man, I might get an assassination attempt.
Yeah, definitely.
But Jesus, to my credit, is the solid character. He's the good traditional Jesus. It's everyone else around him that's so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to Kung Fu Jesus, my favorite line in that sketch was always this one. Wait. You can fly?
I'm fucking Jesus. And you know what's funny is all of the visual effects that we had, even back in the day, back then, Jason did all of our visual effects. You know, the flying, he throws his halo like it's a Wonder Woman's or Xena's blade thing.
Chakram.
Of all of those visual effects, the one of Jesus flying was the one that people were like, holy shit, how'd you guys do that?
And now, how do they not know? Because I could see it.
It was literally me standing on top of an electric box, and just the box was out of frame, and it was me hovering.
Yeah. That's it.
Actually, I could really fly.
Makes sense.
Checks
out. That scans.
I can really fly, and I'm impervious to any sort of weaponry, and I'm super strong. I don't know. I don't like violence, so I don't want to use it for...
What are you, a wuss?
That was the superhero name they tried to give me. Wuss Man.
The Wuss.
The Wuss.
And I would have scratched them so hard if I wasn't, you know.
I'm going to harm you.
I'd love to see a super villain.
Well, Joe Besser.
Who's one of those people that faint when they see blood. It's like, boom, and just done.
Yeah. No, it's got to be an assassin, like a hitman who can't stand the sight of blood. So after every job, he just passes out. That's how he knows he did it. He wakes up and he's like, oh, I must have done it because only blood makes me faint like that.
What about a vampire?
A vampire?
Who would faint at the sight of blood?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes they get turned.
Yeah.
And it could have been like that in human form.
Right.
Like a really hypochondriac. Have you had all your shots about it? Have you had your booster?
Right before he bites, someone coughs and he's like, you know what? He's got one of those
CPR mouth guards that he puts on their neck. He's like, I'm just going to suck it through this, guys. Like,
why didn't we have that in What We Do in the Shadows? That would have been a perfect addition
new
to that.
New season's coming
out. Hypochondriac.
I've never seen the show. I just saw the movie.
The show's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I was so hesitant to watch it because the movie is so great. Mm-hmm. The show is amazing.
I didn't care for the movie.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I have opinions that are different than yours.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's
Thank
a wrong
you.
Opinion. Have you seen the TV show?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. What's his name? Colin Ferguson? Is that his name?
Yes.
Colin, he's the... So there are the vampire roommates. One of them is an energy vampire. And he's just this boring guy. And he goes... He can be in the sunlight. But he will walk like in his office and just start boring people with stories, and you'll see them get tired, and then he turns and looks at the camera like, because he's feeding off of them.
Their energy. That's pretty funny.
And you would think that joke might die after one season. It's fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll have to check it out. I've never seen the show.
Yeah, well, new season starts on the 12th. We're not sponsored by FX, so if this is after the 12th, pause this episode. Go binge through all of the seasons and then come right back.
How many seasons are there?
I think there are four now. I think this is the fourth season coming out.
And they have a full load of episodes or like an eight episode? Arc?
No, I want to say, I don't know offhand.
There was some other movie I didn't like. And when I told you, you were like, what? Or it was a movie I didn't see.
There was a movie. Wasn't it last week that you said there was a movie you didn't like? And we were both like, what?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Because didn't we have this conversation?
I think it was more a movie that I didn't see. Yeah. Oh, I don't like The Godfather Part 3. I like.
Well, that doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. I don't even acknowledge it. Mm-mm.
Well, guess what? It still believes in you.
Yeah.
It can believe in me all at once.
Have you accepted Godfather 3 as your Lord and Savior?
My personal Savior?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Sure, you know.
Sure, why not?
Oh, good. I'm glad. We should be friends.
Okay.
Speaking of Godfather, James Caan passed away this week.
Caan!
Yes.
I can't do that
Sonny
anymore
Corleone.
With my wife.
Yeah.
My wife's maiden name was Caan.
Sonny got it at the toll booth, right?
Sonny, was it? No.
It was, is that?
That's not Sonny, I don't think.
Is that Luca Brasi?
Yeah, that's Luca Brasi. I don't know, it's been
how
a long time
Sonny
since
die?
I've seen it.
Oh, hey, this just in.
Yes?
Cousin Francisco just texted me and said, if I'm able to make it to the show by intermission, would you like me to make Ali rap with me?
Aw, no.
I mean, I think that's what the people want to see.
I think that's what Francisco wants to see. The people don't want to see that.
Oh. anyway, what else is going on? So, Ed, you got approached by a man instead of we asked about your love life, and instead you turned away love. You turned away eternal love.
No, I did not.
That's yeah.
That's how I see it.
Agree to disagree.
We'll agree to disagree.
But also, you're wrong.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean,
no, I don't know. I mean, I have nothing against the whole born again thing, but I'm just like, why do they have to like
only before sex? Because then they can tell me they're a virgin.
Wow.
Why? What's with the cornering somebody like unawares and like and all that type of stuff and like.
Like, I don't walk up to Christians and like, hey.
You know how many plot holes this book has?
Yeah, just going up to, hey, you seem like somebody who's, are you a Christian? Yeah. So do you believe in leprechauns as well?
Sure, but I do.
In again, to plug one of my books, in Parker and Jesus Save the World.
That's the only book you ever plug. Do you like any of your other books?
I do.
Do you like any of your other books?
I love this one. Leprechauns exist, but they're essentially squirrels in heaven. They don't speak or do anything like that. They're just naked, covered with moles, and they run around. And the main character, Parker, has a gift to see heavenly things, but he doesn't realize that. When he's a child, he sees a leprechaun and no one believes him. And he has to go to therapy for it. And then he finds out, when Jesus is like casually like, oh, yeah, these are my creatures. He's like pissed. He's like, I went to therapy for this. And Jesus is like scratching him under his red beard. It's just like...
nice.
So, Ali.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of, our friend Ian is coming to the show tonight.
Awesome. Yeah.
What's going on in Ali world?
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Right, but we're celebrating today.
Yeah, we are celebrating it here at Mama's today. I jumped on the scale today. My goal was to lose 48 by 48, but that did not happen.
Right.
But I'm not upset about that.
How close are you?
I'm 18 away. I'm 30. I'm down 30.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I haven't worn this shirt in probably 12 years.
Right. Fashion would state that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think so too. But I haven't been able to fit into it, I guess I should say, in 12 years. I bombed hard last night, which was so much fun.
I saw your post. So you went and did stand up and it did not go well?
No. Well, it did, because bombing is good too. I was trying.
Yeah, just ask anyone in the Middle East. And,
yes.
me after any of my stand-up acts, anytime I ever do stand-up. So.
I should have wore a vest if I knew I was going to do that. No, and to be fair to myself, the crowd was a little, but I was trying out some new jokes, and the premises, I think, were decent. I need to find the flow
of
them.
Can we workshop one of those jokes now?
Let me try to think of one. That I did last night.
That's probably the problem.
Pretty much it. Okay.
Okay, folks. This next joke is a new one.
Here we go. So I got two. I got two a little darker jokes that I was doing. I was like, okay, so this is my birthday's coming up. It'll be tomorrow, and it's the first birthday I've ever had without my dad, and so no birthday card, no call, you know, no present. So at least he's consistent, because that was my entire life.
That didn't work.
What was the matter with that?
Really, I like that joke. And then I continue with what's crazy is when he passed away on a Friday or on a Thursday, and then Friday we were supposed to transport him to the funeral home out of the hospital. They wanted to do that, and my family put me in charge of all this shit. And I'm not the oldest, and I'm like, I'm in Orlando. He died in Naples,
right?
So they're like, well, you got to come down and sign. We put you in charge. You have to be the one to sign to get him to go to the funeral home. And I was like, fuck. So I drive all the way to Naples. It's a 3.5-hour drive, and I don't make it. I don't make it there in time. So I couldn't go back until Monday. So my dad, I felt so bad, because my dad was there all weekend waiting for me, and I just, yeah, how do you like that, fucker? That was me my entire life.
Yeah.
So that's the, I was like, oh, I got to figure out how to make that one good.
Well, I think with the second one, and you know me, normally I say more words is better. Mm-hmm. And explaining the joke is genius.
Yes.
Basically, everything that every comedian would not do, I do. And I find great success with it.
What is our sketch writing process, Ed?
Our sketch writing process is that I write a 4-to-5-page script. and then I give it to Ali, and he breaks it down to about 2 to 3 pages.
Right.
And then we present it. In all honesty, I think you got to just trim down the details,
the setup
of the second one. There's a lot of like dates and stuff like that we think we're supposed to be following, which is kind of the joke, because you're kind of taking us down that road and then like zigging at the end, you know, when we think you're going to zag. But it just, there's so much there to pay attention to.
I think information of like, everyone, you weren't supposed to do this. You're not the oldest. I think all of that doesn't
can be cut. Yeah,
because it's not important to the joke.
But to be honest with you, the first one, I don't understand.
Oh no, the first one is gold. Like I
wouldn't touch the first one. There's
I would blame the audience for that.
Okay.
Yeah, with the birthday card and all that. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know what? Did you do them back to back? Huh? Which one did you do first? Did you do
The birthday card one? Because it was my birthday. It's my birthday tomorrow, so it's easier to jump into it.
Because that would set up.
Yeah.
The audience would be able to understand the second joke because
I do the birthday card thing and just go. And my dad died on a Friday, and I had to go sign paperwork for him to get transferred to the funeral.
But I didn't make it there.
I didn't make it there on time. So he waited there all weekend waiting for me. And I thought, good fucker. That was me my entire life. I need to come up with a better.
Yeah. It's more like, you know, like a year, you know, you're that kid waiting on the bleachers sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So I need to figure out a better punch for that. If you guys have a better punchline for that, you know, message us on Mama's Comedy Show page on Facebook or on here. And if you can come up with a better punchline for that, thank you.
I'm seeing something along the lines of
nobody cares, Ed.
I'm trying to help your I'm trying to help your comedy. I'm trying to help you. Let me tell you how comedy works, Ollie. All right.
Are you com-explaining me?
I am com-explaining big time.
Son of a bitch.
No, I see with that that punchline, adding in something along the lines of, now if I can only put him in, if only he was in a soccer uniform holding a soccer ball sadly in the rain while waiting on the bleachers, then he would truly have my experience. There's something along those lines.
Or
like painting your picture. You know what I mean?
I didn't make it there in time, so they said that he would have to stay for the weekend, so... You know, in essence, you know, nobody could come for him before then. But I guess while he was alive, no one really came for him then. Or something along those lines, changing it rather than the you're left waiting for him too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that punchline with calling back to him waiting for his dad. The question is, you see, I think it. By him turning at the end and being like, hey, so what do you think of that? It takes us by surprise.
They had to wait for him. All weekend he had to wait there waiting for me, and I just went, now he knows how I felt,
right?
But I don't think people know what you felt.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
I think that's the problem, because if you did something beforehand about, you know, how he never picked you up from soccer practice and you were left waiting on the bleachers,
we need to paint more of your picture rather than
do you want to paint me?
Yes, like one those. Of my French girls.
Yes.
It's a funny bit.
Yeah. So that one didn't go well. I was trying to do some other stuff.
I think the first one, it was great.
Thanks.
First one is really good.
I understand both of you got a funny bit sent to you that was just randomly sent to you by someone who felt that they couldn't do the bit themselves.
Oh, yeah. You sent us one.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I wouldn't actually send anything like
that. I know. My phone's being used right now. So I wouldn't
send anything like that.
Check it.
And to be honest with you, whoever sent that to you did send it to you as a work in progress.
Is anybody else hot as fuck in here?
I'm attractive.
They are getting apparently they're getting a new AC unit in here.
Ah, good.
Like that's getting installed, I guess, this week. there's a lot to know when it comes. I'm not reading this off of anything.
I don't know who sent this to you, but I'm understanding.
I don't know what you're
funny.
Talking about. I'm just saying this out loud.
Oh, okay.
As it's coming to me, I'm saying it.
There you go.
There is a lot to know when it comes to Viagra. You need to know how long it takes to take effect after you take it. You need to know if you're healthy enough heart-wise so you can take it. And actually, a lot of women know a lot about Viagra. They're a very good resource if you want to know anything about it. But there's one group of people you should never ask about Viagra because they don't know anything about it. That group? Hot girls. Josh liked it.
Josh liked it.
Thanks, Josh.
Which is weird. He has no idea what hot girls are. I mean,
no, I showed him a picture.
Been, oh, okay,
it was a picture that I found in the woods when I was a child.
How lame is it that I couldn't even tell that joke? Like, if anytime I make a joke, like here in Mama's or Santa,
I don't know what you're talking about, Ed. You didn't send me that joke. You made it very
clear.
If
I was to tell that joke that was randomly sent to you by someone, it wouldn't work.
I would. You know how you know that this is an Ed joke though?
Because
it's a giant paragraph.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, there's a lot to know before you take Viagra. Like, is your heart good enough? Are you ready to take it?
Which is weird because if you come to Mama's and you see me do A material, how often do I do like long jokes like that?
Yeah, like every
written
time.
By
I
other
don't
people.
Actually. I just do the quick little hits.
You're in and out. You're
the
out.
One. You're the one who does.
Yeah,
the
you do the
anti
jokes. That's right.
No, they're actually jokes.
No, but I'm saying like
I'm
where you
not that funny.
No, you're very funny, Ed.
My jokes aren't, though.
No, yeah, they are.
My life is. My jokes.
I like how you steer away from certain topics. I was talking to a comic last night, and I was going to give him a tag. I tried to give him a tag, and he's like, nope. I stay away from anything like that that's controversial. Right. So he talked about his wife asking him to kill spiders. He goes, that's my job, is to kill spiders. And I killed this one spider, and the spider had a sack, and eggs were everywhere. Spiders went everywhere. And so when he finished that joke, he came up to me, and I was like, what if you hit the spider and you didn't realize that it was a sack and you killed all of those spiders? And you went, fuck, that's illegal in this state now. And he goes, oh, I can't do that, man. I got to stay away from the abortion stuff or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's
like,
funny.
Yeah, I was like, damn it. That's a funny.
I have said for years abortion is hysterical. For years I have said it.
It's true.
I have that t-shirt that says Plan B is my Plan A.
See, that stuff's very comfortable for you to say. Like, I think it's funny with the stuff that you guys are talking about. It's funny if in normal conversation you would say it.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's something, that's how it's funny. In normal conversation, I would never say anything like that.
Yeah.
So anytime I try to get like sexual or dirty or something like that, like at Mama's, it's like, it's almost creepy.
Right.
Well, it's weird because you like to touch people's shoulders when you say stuff like that.
Yes.
And that's weird.
What do you mean?
Oh, see, he's doing it now.
One of my favorite jokes, and the kiddo, the offspring, is actually here, that I used to tell. And it's like, you know what? It's okay. Like, you're okay saying these things.
Right.
Was I talk about one time, you know, Adriana was in an accident, and we almost lost her, and it was really, really upsetting. And I think about all the times, like when she was really little, she started to choke on a hot dog and I had to pull the hot dog out of her throat and I almost lost her there. And I don't know what I would do without her. And I thought about the night she was conceived and she was this close to being swallowed. And some people say, they're like, how could you say that joke? Because it's funny.
Yeah.
That's how.
But it also is something that is within your idiom. Is within the
word. What did you call him?
Bro, that's my word.
His idiom. And by the very fact that you don't understand what idiom means, you might be an idiot. Anyway, moving on.
He even had the hard T. He didn't even end it with the A.
Right?
What's up, my idiot?
Anyway. In who you are, in who you present yourself as, Ali, you could tell a joke, you know, about, you know, her almost being swallowed or whatever. Now put that same joke in my mouth, coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And go,
Ed, what's funny is
drop a load into Ed's mouth.
What's funny is that's what I call my dick.
Yeah.
Joke.
You call it my mouth. But think about me saying that. It doesn't work. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. You don't.
But then again, you go and tell the Higgs boson joke.
No, but I feel like, you know,
that would work for me.
Yeah,
too.
I've told that joke.
Yeah,
you know what? You're right. I don't think you can go to.
You can't go the other way.
You can't go the
you
other
can
way.
You can go dirty and then come back to clean. Sure, because comics have to do that all the time. We get a corporate event, we got to go clean.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I always explain to people when it comes to Mamas, I'm like, in most cases, in most the sketches, I'm the adult in the room.
Right.
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
I'm the
you're
babysitter.
Egon.
I'm because what? Because you need that. Because if you just have a bunch of Venkmans running around,
right.
It's like, well, what the hell am I supposed to be watching?
Right.
But if you watch this one guy going, ooh, you guys, ooh, you know, that's
why do we have Yosemite Sam here?
Ooh, I'm gonna get that rabbit.
Rootin'
tootin'. I've said before, like we were kind of on what you were talking about. Like I don't have any children that I know of, and the Plan B is my Plan A.
Go anal.
Yeah, spray and pray. The joke that I used to do is because I wanted children. I always said, you know, my joke.
Your own, not the ones you have in the basement.
They have their purpose. Right.
But see, you just went dark and it worked.
Oh yeah, but that's an old joke.
But
I mean, that's not my joke.
But
yeah.
Also, he did go dark, but he was directing it towards me.
Yeah.
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 But like my joke was, you know, I'd be afraid to have a daughter because I know what guys are like, and so my go-to instinct would be, you know, I gotta feed her, just make her unfuckable.
Yeah.
And then
a friend of mine
was like, yeah, but there are dudes who, you know, like that, you know, chubby chasers. And I said, you're right. I got to burn her face.
After all was said and done, when my daughter came out to my ex and I, mm-hmm. as bi, and after all was said and done, yeah, it was a whole conversation. She leaves the room, and I turn to my ex and I go, "Now I don't just have to worry about the guys. Now I have to worry about everybody."
Yep.
She's like, "Yep."
When my sister came out, I mean, one, I kind of suspected it. And the funny thing is like, ask me how I suspected it.
How did you suspect it?
I saw her playlist on her iPod.
A lot of Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, and Indigo Girls.
I like Indigo Girls. I've seen them in concert.
You also like Vagina. So my point remains.
It's all right.
Whoa. How dare you blaspheme.
But when she told me through AOL Instant Messenger. AIM. You people in the know. And she was like, I was worried that you'd be disappointed. And I said, I'm more disappointed that you did it over AIM.
Yeah.
And that you didn't. But in my mind, I was like, yes, like, I don't have to worry about the dicks anymore.
I thought you were saying, yeah. I don't have to worry about confronting her. She's
You know what's crazy? My mom is 76 years old, and she just came out to me as Mexican. But everyone knew.
Yeah, of course.
She had the big wooden spoons and forks, and we're like, Mom, we know.
Yeah. Sit down, I'd like to talk to you.
My mom every now and then will say inappropriate shit in front of me,
right?
Like, and just out of nowhere, we would be talking about just, you know, we're gonna go play cards. Yeah, Mico, let's go play some cards. I remember when I was allergic to your dad's semen. What the fuck? Where did that come from?
You know, you do a voice for your mom.
Oh yeah, all the time.
You don't just have the Spanish words. You actually have a lilt.
Oh no, I have the thing. And she does not have an accent. Right. I remember the first time my brother and sister not strong.
She has a southern accent more than
that. Yeah, but I remember the first time my brother.
But the Mexican
and sister,
jokes don't play as well. Was
but
like,
it's so funny.
My
to
mom
talk to
said, "Hi, you want a tortilla?"
It's so funny to hear because there's just enough Mexican accent where her southern accent is like combating it, and it's
that's
really
Americanism winning. Kind
of growing up. She would be sitting there, Oralia, ¿qué estás haciendo? No, no, hombre, no. And then answer the phone and be her boss. Yep. No, I'll be at work. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Two different people.
But when my brother and sister, the first time they saw me headline a show, I do my mom's voice.
Right.
And I do it like that with a thicker accent. And they felt it necessary as we're doing the Joyed It line. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good time. They're standing there. Our mom doesn't talk like that. Our mom doesn't talk like that. Our mom doesn't talk like that. I'm like, guys, it's just a character. That's all it is.
Relax.
Calm down.
I do an impersonation of my mom, I think, pretty on point.
I love your impersonation of your mom.
Go for it.
Oh, what are you doing the podcast?
Eddie.
Do you need me over there?
Eddie.
Never mind. Come here. Come here so I can hit you. Come here so I can hit you.
She's always asking
never
me for
mind,
like long
never
hugs.
Mind. That's her favorite thing to say.
All right. We should wrap this up because it's time to open our doors. Because
we're about to fuck.
Yeah, what? We're about to fuck.
What?
Do you like to fuck?
I'd fuck me.
Not especially.
All right. So we should talk about what we learned tonight.
Okay.
Ali.
Yes.
What did you learn tonight?
I learned the best way to not have children is anal.
You just learned that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ed, what did you learn tonight?
I learned the best way to not have children was for me to tell the woman a joke. She becomes so bored and disinterested that I actually just suck her energy out of her body as an energy vampire. And she eventually will lose interest in me. That and also I'm snipped.
Todd,
so I can't.
What did you learn?
I learned that Ed is a brother in Christ.
Well, I hate to disappoint you.
Sure. I learned it, Ed. You can't take it. No takesy backsy.
You know what? Ask me if I'm a brother in Christ.
I put a Bible under your bed. You can't help it.
Hey, Ed, are you a brother in Christ?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. And Batman and the Green
that's,
Goblin.
That's the title of the. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. We're Mama's Comedy Show. We're here every Friday night at 8 p.m. Call 407-363-1985. Also.
What the fuck?
We need to announce this.
Ooh.
Friday the 22nd. That's Friday of July 22nd will be Mama's 13th anniversary show.
Ooh.
So make reservations for that.
Hey, people here, where's the fucking applause?
Yeah!
Yeah, none of them are invited.
None of them are invited.
So, you know, there's a nicer way to get applause than that.
Is it? Because I got some really good fucking applause.
Let me try this.
Okay.
So on the 22nd is Mama's 13th anniversary show!
But you
and
see how
I didn't have to swear at the audience at all.
But you see how short and concise that was? You didn't see a 5-page monologue beforehand?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I'd like to make quality. An announcement. If I may make an announcement, you know me. I'm Ed. I'm cousin Ed.
You know what the music
means. Ed, Bud, with three D's.
Six letters, half of them are D's.
All right. Call 407-363-1985 to make a reservation. Also, you can see any of our shows any Friday night at 8 p.m. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Mom's Comedy. I'm at Totters on Instagram. And if you do like this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Reviews. That helps us out a lot. Ali, where can people find you?
Comedic actor on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok, @Ali_Flores. But if you don't want to deal with that, just hashtag joke time. I'm usually the first thing that comes
up.
Do
they have to spell underscore?
Yes.
Okay. And Ed, where can people find you?
David Bromowitz, P.O. Box 2139. New Rochelle, New York, 12590.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.